Welcome to Walking in Faith, featuring interviews and reviews that help you rediscover the Catholic faith in our culture. And now here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Welcome to Walking in Faith. Today, if you're a grandparent, you want to listen in. This is an all grandparents hour. There's a very, very special event coming up to Philadelphia. It's the first of its kind in the nation. It was an outgrowth of the World Meeting of Families. This is the National Catholic Grandparents Conference, taking place at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary on August 26th. And we have an interview this morning with Marilyn Henry. She is with the Catholic Grandparents Association. In fact, she is responsible for starting new chapters around the country. So she'll tell us more about that organization coming up. And then following that interview, we speak with Deacon David Schaefer. He is going to be giving an evening of reflection on the importance of grandparenting as it relates to our faith. And that will be taking place on Monday, July 24th at Malvern Retreat House, and then on the Feast of St. Joachim and St. Anne, which is Wednesday, July 26th, next week, he'll be giving a morning talk at St. Jude's in Chalfont. So you want to stay tuned, and we'll bring you those interviews right now. Good morning. This morning we're joined by Marilyn Henry, and she's with the Catholic Grandparents Association. Welcome, Marilyn.
Thank you.
I should point out that you are a grandmother of 11.
I am.
Wow, wonderful. Tell us a little bit about this. I should point out to our listeners that the Catholic Grandparents Association will be having an upcoming meeting in August at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. So first of all, tell us a little bit more about this association.
Sure. The association was started by a wonderful Irish grandmother of 10 who has, she's from, born and raised in Ireland and then moved to England. And she was at the time living in a little village called Walsingham in the UK. And it's a little town that has pilgrimages, Anglican pilgrimages and Catholic pilgrimages. And she was praying before a statue of Our Lady of Walsingham on Our Lady's birthday in September. And she was wanting to give Our Lady a gift for her birthday. And she was trying to think of what would not just make her happy, but in her beautiful Irish brogue, what would truly delight her. So it came to her that it would delight Our Lady to honor her parents, St. Joachim and St. Anne, grandparents of Jesus. So she went right to someone in the village and asked if they had ever had a pilgrimage for grandparents. And they said, no, but that's a very good idea. So that year she organized a pilgrimage for grandparents, which is going to be, actually, it's always around the feast day of St. Joachim and St. Anne, July 26th. So it's coming up this Sunday. And then a couple of years later, she organized a pilgrimage in Ireland at Our Lady of Knock. And that's now the largest pilgrimage in the world. They have about 10,000 people who attend that pilgrimage. And then after those two pilgrimages were going for a few years, the grandparents came to her and said, Catherine, this is lovely, but we need to meet more than once a year. We need to be able to support each other in our vocation as grandparents and be able to help each other to pass on our faith. So she decided to form an association, and that is now what's the Catholic Grandparents Association. And we have chapters worldwide. Some meet monthly, some meet not quite as often. Most of the chapters do have some type of yearly pilgrimage, but the idea is just simply to what the mission of the Catholic Grandparents is, to pass on our faith and keep prayer at the heart of the family.
Well, I did want to point out, again, that Saturday, August 26th, at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in Wynwood, there'll be the Catholic Grandparents Association Conference. This is the Philadelphia Archdiocese Catholic Grandparents Association Conference. And speaking there will be Jim and Joy Pinto, as well as Kathleen Wiley, the founder of Catholic Grandparents Association. Again, that's Saturday, August 26th, and it starts 8:30 a.m. approximately. But we're speaking with Marilyn Henry. She's also with the association, and she is also responsible for getting different chapters started throughout this country. But Marilyn, tell us a little bit about why it's important as grandparents to pass on the faith. Is there a biblical or scriptural basis behind this?
Definitely. Many, many. Psalm 71, verse 18. Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. Several, many, many, many biblical mandates to pass on our faith. But I never really considered that, and I never really considered that Jesus had grandparents on earth until I became a member of the Catholic Grandparents Association really till I learned about the Catholic Grandparents Association. And I think a lot of people have that aha moment. Wait, Jesus had grandparents? And then the more I got involved, there are so many biblical mandates for our what I like to call our vocation. And I think that learning about and being part of the association has made me a more intentional Catholic grandparent. I know I always prayed with my grandchildren. My grandchildren range from 19 to 2. So like my Polish grandmother did when I was a little girl, I would kneel beside the bed with them and say prayers with them. And I've always done that with my grandchildren. But now I find all different ways to pass on my faith to them. Sometimes when they don't even know that that's really what I'm doing. But I learned so much from the other chapters around the world, too, on ideas on how to pass on our faith.
We'll talk a little bit about that. What do you guys do when you meet? Do you talk about your grandchildren, obviously, but what is the structure
right.
of this?
Most of the chapters begin our meeting, which we do too, counting the number of grandchildren who are represented. And oftentimes it's more than 100. And I always think those are the souls that we are responsible for, because we all want to meet each other in heaven someday. So we do that, and the chapters have become a real ministry within the parishes. We always need permission of the pastor and the diocese, if that's a requirement, too. We like to have permission from the bishop in the diocese. For example, our chapter has what we call Adopt a Prayer Child, where we have a journal where we write children's names in that ask families us to pray for children. We are celebrating the feast day again of St. Joachim and St. Anne. July 26th, that we will have a special mass for grandparents on that day, and we will present our journal with the names, and we will pray for all the grandparents and all the grandchildren. We have a pilgrimage once a year. It's been the last couple of years to a St. Anne shrine. We are responsible for children's liturgy of the word for one of the Sundays a month in our parish, and which is natural because grandparents love to tell stories, so we tell stories to children one Sunday a month. And a lot of different things that they do, but a lot of it is prayer and support of each other. Everything that happens in the meeting, of course, stays in the meeting. There's a lot of joy, but there's also a lot of despair that I find with grandparents. A lot of issues in families. There's no family that doesn't have some type of issue, and we support each other at the meetings and in between, too, if there are needs.
Well, throughout our Catholic faith, we often hear stories of people who were converted through a rosary by their grandparents. I know Jeanette Benkovic talks about it all the time, that they were living certain lives and they really are firmly believing that the rosary that their grandparent or grandmother said made a big difference in their faith life. So many times grandparents are praying, but they're not seeing the fruits of it. And yet years later, the grandchildren can talk about the fruits of it. So is that something that you also talk about, the fact that never stop praying or never
exactly,
stop?
Exactly. And I do remember my grandmother reading her Bible and holding her rosary. And we talk about all the time that we might be planting the seeds that we might never see, but we are planting those seeds, and don't ever stop planting the seeds. That's most important. But we also know that our families need us, the church needs us, that society needs us, and that failure is not an option. We're not the ones. We're not the generation that's going to break the chain of faith. So right. we are not going to be the generation that fails. And I always tell people, live the legacy that you want to leave. So I say, if my grandchildren, if nothing else they remember about me, wow, my grandma really loved God. If that's all they remember, that's fine.
Well, let's talk about the challenges in these times and this culture, this very secular, materialistic culture. There must be a lot of parents who, or grandparents, I should say, who raised their children and maybe they've left the faith, or maybe they're just sort of nominally Catholics and their children may not even be baptized. Talk about the range of what we're seeing here and what the culture, how hard it is in terms of being a grandparent in today's culture.
Very, very hard. In fact, just today I got a call from a woman whose granddaughter is 8 years old. She lives in Mexico, and I think it's a divorce situation, and the ex-daughter-in-law is angry at the grandmother and so won't let the grandmother be in touch with the 8-year-old daughter, and it's just breaking her heart. And oftentimes, because we're so transient too, there's a lot of long distance, even if there are good relationships, still long-distance grandparenting that we need to deal with. I know of my 11, I only have 3 that live nearby, so in order to keep in touch with them, I text them, I call them. We get together as many times a year as we can. My husband and I are on the road a lot, though we both still work. But we make it work out so that there's still, we keep that relationship.
Yeah, that's perfect. But there are a lot of challenges secularly in the culture that's pulling these kids away from faith. I mean, they're not getting a pat on the back in the culture for practicing the faith. In fact, it works almost diametrically opposed to them practicing their faith.
Exactly. So we need to work against that type of culture. And we know, too, that the largest group in the United States is the nuns, not the N-U-N-S, but the N-O-N-E-S. And I always tell my grandkids, too, that this is the most precious gift and the only lasting gift that I can give them. And I will continue to do that with every breath that I take as long as God lets me breathe on this earth. But I do think constantly that we're working against the outside forces.
And how important is it, Marilyn? We're speaking with Marilyn Henry of the Catholic Grandparents Association. We mentioned earlier that they're having a conference at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in August. Again, that's August 26th. That's a Saturday. How important is it for other grandparents who share similar stories to get together and support each other?
Yes, I think a lot of grandparents feel very isolated. I mean, they want to be able to pass on their faith. They want to discuss their faith. They want to, but they're maybe afraid to, especially around their families. They don't know how to approach it, and they really need the support. And we all have wisdom as grandparents. We've lived on this earth long enough, but they need to maybe come up with a fresh idea on how to do it, and that's how we support each other. It is so, so important, and I hear those issues all the time. My grandchildren are not baptized. My children won't let me take them to church. They'll let me take them to church, but they don't practice. Lots of issues that we, at our meetings, that are discussed, and often I'll get phone calls and just be able to put a grandparent in touch with another parent that's maybe having a similar issue. So it's very, very important, because I think oftentimes grandparents feel isolated. They feel like nobody has these problems that I have, but it's just not true. We all have issues within our families, and we need to support each other and to support each other in being strong in our faith and giving each other the courage of our convictions and being able to pass it on.
As I mentioned earlier, there is a Philadelphia Catholic Grandparents Association meeting coming up. That's Saturday, August 26th at the St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in Wynwood. Talk a little bit about how you guys were invited to the seminary to give this presentation. Was this something that came from the Archbishop, or how did this get introduced here?
Yes, I first met Catherine Wiley, the founder of our association, when I came to, and actually had, there was a method to my madness to attend. I wanted to attend the world meeting, but I also have grandchildren that lived in New Jersey at the time. So I knew I could visit my grandchildren and maybe take them to the world meeting of families in Philadelphia. So I did that. I was able to take two of my grandchildren different days to the world meeting and able to help out in the booth that the Catholic Grandparents Association had there. So that's when I met Catherine. And then last fall, we decided that we would take a road trip sort of to the Northeast to visit some of the chapter leaders and all. We ended up in Philadelphia and had an appointment with the Family Life Office and with a wonderful woman there from St. Monica Parish, and approached the diocese then and asked them, told them that we thought that we might have a conference. We had a conference planned in Dublin, our very first international conference in April, and that we would like to maybe do the same thing in the States. And would they be interested in collaborating with us on holding this conference? So they agreed to do that, and that's how it was born in Philadelphia.
Now, do we have chapters in Philadelphia, or would this just be a conference where maybe chapters could form?
We will have, as part of the conference, we will have a meeting telling people how they can form chapters. There are some chapters outside of Philadelphia, but I'm not aware of any right within Philadelphia at this time. I know we have some in New Jersey. We do have chapter leaders coming in from all over the country to do the breakout sessions, and one coming from Virginia, one coming from St. Louis, from New York. So there are chapters all around the country that are established, but none right within the city or right within the diocese that I'm aware of.
Okay, so you guys do these conferences annually, biannually? Is this a big deal, or this be the only
thing? This is our very first conference in the States.
Wow.
So I'm hoping that it will become something that will be annual or biannual, but hoping that we can get some chapters started, and then maybe the chapters can get together too and have their own meetings, and that maybe we could offer this this conference all over the country in diocese. That would be my dream, and eventually have a national pilgrimage.
Yeah, well, that's really exciting to think that Philadelphia, which was the place for the World Meeting of Families most recently, is the first city in the nation to be able to sponsor a conference like this. This is just really exciting. Well, can you tell us, Marilyn, a little bit about what the day will be like for people who are going to sign up? And I know this sounds strange, but do you have to be a grandparent to go? Is it something that maybe...
You do not. You can just be an interested individual, or you can be what I like to call a grandparent at heart. Some people may not have grandchildren biologically, but they maybe have nieces and nephews that they consider their grandchildren, other individuals that they consider their grandchildren. So it's open to everyone. The day begins at 8:30 with registration and our welcome, and then our keynote address, as you mentioned before, by Jim and Joy Pinto. And then a break. We have several vendors who are attending too, and then we will break out into groups for group discussion. Discussion topics, building up the domestic church, praying for and with our grandchildren, and traditions. God doesn't make mistakes, dealing with regret and guilt, practical, secular, and spiritual catechesis, the importance of grandparenting to the church, the family, and society, and our biblical mandate as grandparents. And then in the afternoon, Catherine Wiley, the founder of the association, will be the keynote speaker. And again, breakout sessions again, so you have an opportunity to go to a breakout session in the morning and in the afternoon. And then we will have a session on how to become a member of the Catholic Grandparents Association and how to start a chapter in your diocese, ending with music and adoration in the chapel, and then Holy Mass, celebrated by Monsignor Chifo from St. Mary Magdalene. So it will be a full, beautiful day, just sharing with other grandparents and celebrating with other grandparents and learning, praying with other grandparents and individuals. And I'm very excited about it.
We're speaking with Marilyn Henry from the Catholic Grandparents Association. When you gave out your topics of your various talks, one of the things that really caught my ear was this idea of guilt. Is this a very common message or something that you see a lot within groups, that people feel guilty that maybe they didn't do something right, which has led their children away from the church?
Yes, I hear that all the time. And I think sometimes it even leads grandparents away from the church too, because they feel like they failed so much and that there's no sense even in trying anymore. And that's just not true. And even I think sometimes I hear grandparents say, we sort of missed a generation. And who knows the reason? Maybe we weren't properly catechized, but I think a lot of it is that we were given what we should do, and that this was the truth, and we believed it, and we went with it. But now people question things more, and I think that we need to show them the beauty, and that will lead them to the truth, and that will lead them to the church.
I think that's a really great point. If you're someone who feels regret that you didn't make the right decisions, no parent really does make all the right decisions when bringing up their children, but it's never too late to begin. And if you have these sentiments or feelings on your heart, you're probably being called to this conference. It's probably something where God is saying, I need you. I need you on the front lines right now. Rather than throwing your hands up or excusing it or not dealing with it, come on, meet other people who may be in the same boat that you are, and are willing and able to support each other in this effort. I know sometimes the rosary is a lot easier if you can meet as a group and say it as a group. Sometimes it's very beautiful to say it by yourself, but it always helps to have a community around to share and to talk. We're meant to be in community. Is that an important part of this ministry?
Yes, definitely, definitely. You mentioned the rosary. We have this beautiful meditation rosary for grandparents that we will say on the feast day next week at my parish in Houston, Texas. But we also just started just yesterday, and it will culminate in our celebration on the feast day, July 26th, the novena to St. Joachim and St. Anne. And as it is today, the second day, we're praying for families, and that's that their homes become places of prayer and centers of spiritual formation for the healing of divisions and misunderstanding, and that our homes reflect our lives of faith and hope and love. And I think that's what we all want as grandparents.
Are those rosary meditation for grandparents available online, or how would you get them to be able to?
They can contact me and I can send a copy, but I'm sure that there are some other ones online that people would like to, but at any point, people can call me or email me, and I'll be happy to send. And we also have a beautiful prayer, our grandparents' prayer, that was written by Pope Benedict XVI after our founder, Catherine Wiley, wrote to him 7 times and asked him for a prayer for grandparents. She was very persistent in her faith,
yes.
And she was rewarded with this beautiful grandparents' prayer. But we also always begin our meetings, our chapter meetings, too, with this grandparents' prayer.
Well, Marilyn, can you recite that for us?
Oh, I'd love to. It is, Lord Jesus, you were born of the Virgin Mary, the daughter of Saints Joachim and Anne. Look with love on grandparents the world over. Protect them. They are a source of enrichment for families, for the church, and for all of society. Support them. As they grow older, may they continue to be for their families strong pillars of gospel faith, guardians of noble domestic ideals, living treasures of sound religious traditions. Make them teachers of wisdom and courage, that they may pass on to future generations the fruits of their mature human and spiritual experience. Lord Jesus, help families and society to value the presence and roles of grandparents. May they never be ignored or excluded, but always encounter respect and love. Help them to live serenely and to feel welcomed in all the years of life which you give them. Mary, Mother of all living, keep grandparents constantly in your care. Accompany them on their earthly pilgrimage, and by your prayers, grant that all families may one day be reunited in our heavenly homeland, where you await all humanity for the embrace of life without end. Amen.
Amen. How beautiful. We should point out the website that where you can find more information about the Catholic Grandparents Association. Can you give that out?
Yes. It's just www.CatholicGrandparentsAssociation.org.
Marilyn, I wanted to ask you, I know we're living in a society that's very utilitarian, and some people, as they age, they get a little bit discouraged and maybe lose their way if they feel like they're not as productive members of society that some of the younger people may be, or maybe they're, you know, leaving work or forced to leave work. But this is really a beautiful time. I know you mentioned that you're still working, but for those that aren't, it's really a beautiful time in your life, maybe the first time in your life, to really kindle your spiritual life and to really be a blessing to others in ways that the world's not going to see, but in ways that have, you know, can move mountains, can change people's lives.
Exactly. And like I mentioned before, too, your families need you. Our families need us. The church needs us, and especially, not especially, but society for sure needs us. And they need what grandparents have to offer. And I think you're right that sometimes grandparents think, oh, I've already done my part. But that's not true. You still have so much to give and so much to offer. And we need it. We need it.
You know, I was thinking of the image of Rose Kennedy, a very famous matriarch of a very famous political family, but everyone remembered her as a woman with a rosary, a daily mass goer. And, the faith that she exemplified throughout her life, and she would always be asked, you know, didn't you think that God really, you know, gave you too much? And she would be like, my faith is my most precious gift, and this is the gift that if I could take everything away, the money, the politics, everything, the one thing I would want my children to have is their faith. Wonderful example, wonderful American woman example of the importance of grandparenting. Again, this role is not the kind that the world's going to see and applaud, and everyone's going to say, what a wonderful thing you are, you're a grandparent, you know, that you're a praying grandparent. But it is something that's so very, very important. So if you are a grandparent and your spiritual life is kind of, you really haven't been a daily mass goer or a daily rosary reciter, this might be an opportunity for you to start thinking about adding something to your spiritual life. Do you find people who come to these meetings sort of say, you know, I never really did this, but this is something that gives me peace and solace?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And you just reminded me, we just got together with all of our children and grandchildren. There are a lot of us because we have 5 children, 11 grandchildren. So we add up to 22. But we all got together, and I brought the grandparents little gifts, and I always like to bring them something. Of course, I always bring them something biblical or something faith-filled. But so the boys, which are mostly teenagers now, I got them these T-shirts that said, iron strengthens iron. And I said, okay, I'm not going to give you these till you look up where that came from. And they said, oh, gee, of course it came from the Bible. So I made them look it up, and it's Proverbs. And it is iron strengthens iron. And I think that's what we do with the association and what we do at the meetings a lot. We strengthen each other in our faith.
And Marilyn, before we close, can you just give us an anecdote of someone you've met in this association and somebody, like maybe we'll just keep it anonymous, but a problem that they came with or something that, is there a story that we can tell of that makes it more real for people who are listening to what it's like to be the Catholic Grandparents Association?
Well, I can tell you, I mentioned before that we have an Adopt a Prayer Child mm-hmm. ministry as yes. part of our Catholic Grandparents Association ministry. And I got an email just a few days ago about a child who was facing surgery, and knowing that how powerful grandparents' prayers are and how powerful our prayers are when they come together. So it gave that grandparents just comfort, knowing that all these other grandparents that I would pass it on to the other other grandparents too, and we would all be praying for this child, and what comfort it gave them, and that family during this difficult time really felt the prayers of all of us.
Isn't that something? That's wonderful. And I guess that's really the community coming together. And you can form your own association. You can form your own chapter of the Catholic Grandparents Association in your own parish. And you can talk to Marilyn Henry about doing that. You can also visit the website. That's CatholicGrandparentsAssociation.org. And they're also having an opportunity for their first ever national conference. It's going to take place right in our backyard here in Philadelphia on Saturday, August 26th. Keynote speakers include Jim and Joy Pinto and Catherine Wiley, the founder of the Catholic Grandparents Association. And I love the fact that this was a very Marian start from the beginning, because Our Lady of Walsingham has been sort of adopted as the patroness of Great Britain, and has, so
yes,
many people take a pilgrimage there. And so she was obviously inspired by Our Blessed Mother to begin this ministry. So as you know, it's again taking place Saturday, August 26th. At St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. You can register by calling 888-510-5006. You can also register online by going to eventbrite.com, and the search term would be Philadelphia Catholic Grandparents Association Conference. It's coming up in August, so you don't want to miss out on that. And is there anything else, Marilyn, we've left out or that you want to add before we close?
I think you've done a beautiful job. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on with you today and allowing me to talk about two of my favorite subjects, of course, my grandchildren, yeah, the Grandparents Association, and my faith. I really very much appreciate it, and I can't thank you enough. And I hope that we see lots and lots of grandparents there on August 26th.
That's right, August 26th. And coming up September 10th is a grandparents' pilgrimage to Our Lady of Knock, and I'm assuming that's Ireland. And
yes.
So that's something else you can check out on the website. Well, we've been speaking with Marilyn Henry about the Catholic Grandparents Association. We thank you so much for your time today, Marilyn.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Barbara.
Bye-bye. To give you a brief history of the Catholic Grandparents Association. It was started by Catherine Wiley, and she had an interest in grandparents, their unique and increasingly important position in family life. And this interest began when she and her husband Stuart became grandparents themselves. She and her husband had brought up their children in their family home in Walsingham, Norfolk. It's about a mile from the English National Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham. They had seen many pilgrimages come to visit the shrine, such as diocesan, parochial, religious congregations, young people, students, schools, sick and handicapped people, national groups, and many others. So it was not surprising that the idea of a grandparents' pilgrimage grew in Catherine's mind.
And with the blessing of the Bishop of East Anglia and the encouragement of the director of the staff and shrine, Catherine organized the first National Grandparents Pilgrimage to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham on Saturday, July 26, 2003. And that's the feast of St. Joachim and St. Anne, who, as parents of Our Lady and grandparents of Jesus, may be considered the heavenly patrons of this whole enterprise. The pilgrimages have been repeated annually since then. And subsequently, Mr. and Mrs. Wiley bought a home in Ireland in the Archdiocese of Tuam near the Irish National Shrine of Our Lady of Knock. And this gave Catherine a new field of action to explore, a Catholic country with strong family traditions. Excellent relations were established with the Archbishop of Tuam, Dr. Michael Neary, who wrote a message of strong support and agreed to lead and preside at the first Irish National Grandparents Pilgrimage at Knock Shrine in September 2007. Since then, the pilgrimage has been held annually, and the number of pilgrims has rapidly increased. Well over 10,000 grandparents attend each year. And meanwhile, the enterprise begun in England and Ireland had been noted in Rome. And in 2008, Catherine Wiley was invited to attend a plenary meeting of the Pontifical Council for the Family in the Vatican. The theme was Grandparents' Witness and Testimony in the Family. Subsequently, then, Pope Benedict, at the request of Catherine and her supporters, composed that special prayer for grandparents, which we just read, which Catherine presented at the 6th World Family Congress in Mexico that was organized by the Vatican in 2009. And in retrospect, it might seem logical that the Catholic Grandparents Association should develop from an annual pilgrimage. These pilgrims showed the readiness of Catholic grandparents to come together in a spiritual context, specifically as grandparents. Also, the importance and urgency of passing on the faith, the watchword of the association from the start, was becoming ever more evident. So in September 2009, the Catholic Grandparents Association was officially launched during the third Grandparents Pilgrimage to Knock in 2009. With 14,000 people present, Catherine Wiley, founder of the pilgrimage, now became founder of the association, with Archbishop Michael Neary as its patron. And it has a permanent office. It is staffed by volunteers and handles correspondence, publications, and other administrative details. And it's registered as a charity in the country of Ireland. So what is the purpose of this association? The mission is to help grandparents pass on the faith and keep prayer in the heart of the family. They provide advice and information to help grandparents pass on the faith. They organize, as we mentioned, these pilgrimages worldwide annually. They invite children to compose prayers in honor of their grandparents, and they're presented at the offertory during the pilgrimage masses. They have an Adopt a Prayer Child, where grandparents pray for a sick child by name, and they sponsor fun and faith-filled events. It's often pointed out that grandparents have no agenda. They simply want the best for their grandchildren. They want them to be good, decent human beings, to know the difference between right and wrong, be able to make good moral decisions, and if they go astray along the way, to be able to find their way back to a loving, forgiving God. Grandparents' vital contribution to the family, the church, and society was never as important as now. We are living in unprecedented times with constantly changing social and moral values, and sometimes grandparents can feel like they're failing. But the association assures you that you are not. You can never fail so long as you keep on doing what you're doing, which is praying, showing the way, and passing on the faith. The association believes it's the firm duty, responsibility, and vocation that grandparents must do what they can. They say this is the most important job you will ever have, and for many of us, it may be our last. And that's the Grandparents Association talking. It says, one of those from which we can never retire, so let's do our best. We owe it to our grandchildren. And again, this association is having its first U.S. conference right here in Philadelphia on August 26th. That's a Saturday. This is all being held at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, 100 Wynwood Road in Wynwood. Again, the keynote speakers will be Jim and Joy Pinto. You recognize that name from EWTN's At Home with Jim and Joy. Also on hand that day will be Catherine Wiley, the founder of the Catholic Grandparents Association. You can join with grandparents for a day of learning, sharing, prayer, and support. Topics will include your biblical mandate as grandparents, the importance of grandparents to the church, the family, and society, and grandparenting in secular times. There is a cost of $35 per person, $65 per couple, including lunch. You can register by going to eventbrite.com and search for Philadelphia Catholic Grandparents Association Conference. You can also call 888-510-5006. And Monsignor Joseph Quinn from the Archdiocese of Knock wrote this prayer for the first National Grandparents Pilgrimage on Saturday, September 22, 2007, at Our Lady's Shrine at Knock, County Mayo, Ireland. It goes, God of ages, we praise and thank you. From generation to generation, you have been our refuge and strength. You give your gifts of grace for every time, place, and season. As we strive within the family to walk in your ways and remain close to one another and to you, we pray that our homes may be schools of faith where we come to know and to love you. Teach us the sanctity of human love. Show us the value of family life and help us to respect all life. May the young find in the family strong support for their humanity so that they may grow in truth and love. May the elderly experience respect, support, love, and care within the family circle. We give thanks for grandparents and we pray for them. We give thanks for they connect us with our heritage and our roots through the mists of time. We give thanks for their Christian memory, which inspires and enlightens us. We give thanks for the example of their faith, for the witness of their lives, for the constancy of their love, for the support of their prayers. Bless all grandparents and keep them in your care. Bless them with peace and health and healing. Reward them for their faith and fidelity, for their work and their goodness, for their love and thoughtfulness, for their gifts and prayers, and give them a long and happy life together. May old age come to them in the company of family and friends, and when life is over, unite them again where parting will be no more, in the kingdom of your love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, as we mentioned earlier, Wednesday, July 26th is the feast of St. Joachim and St. Anne. Who were these saints? Take a listen.
Saints Joachim and Anne are the parents of the Virgin Mary. Though there is no mention of them in the four Gospels, what we know comes from pious stories passed on among the Christian faithful in the tradition. There is some mention of them in a writing called the Gospel of James. It is an apocryphal writing from the 2nd century AD, which was never allowed into the canon of the New Testament. We now know that the Gospel of James was not written by James, the relative of Jesus, despite its name. The early church fathers expressed skepticism about the Gospel of James in their writings. There are about 150 copies of the ancient manuscript, many of which have different titles, but they do tell the same story, that Mary was promised to Joachim and Anne by an angel, that she was consecrated to God, and that she remained a virgin all her life. Veneration of the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary has a special prominence in the piety and practice of the Eastern Church, both Orthodox and Catholic. The image of Joachim and Anne is one of the most popular Christian icons used in the East, and it is a favored gift at marriages. They are seen as the patron saints of holy marriages and holy families. There can be no doubt that the Blessed Virgin Mary had holy, faithful parents who raised her with a love and devotion to God like none other except Jesus Christ himself. Joachim and Anne serve as role models for husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, and grandparents. And both deserve to be honored and emulated for their devotion to God and Our Lady, Mary, the mother of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Joachim and Anne are frequently depicted with a lamb or dove and holding the Virgin Mary as an infant. The feast day for Saints Joachim and Anne is July 26th. They are the patron saints of grandparents and the island of Puerto Rico. To learn more about Saints Joachim and Anne, visit Catholic.org.
Well, as I mentioned before, we have an interview coming up with Deacon David Schaefer. He serves at St. John Newman Parish in Bryn Mawr. He's also going to be giving a talk on the importance of grandparenting. This is often a time in our lives when we wonder how we can control things in the culture that seem out of control. He's going to give you peace, I promise that. So we'll bring you that interview right now. This morning we're joined by Deacon David Schaefer. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're at St. John Newman Parish in Bryn Mawr, and you're giving a talk on the importance of grandparenting in two different places. So tell us first a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm currently stationed at St. John Newman in Bryn Mawr, as you said. I was previously at St. Coleman's Parish for a number of years and began my ministry 31 years ago at St. Denis Parish in Havertown. In addition to being ordained at St. Charles Seminary, I also attended the seminary and received a master's degree in religious studies and also at Newman University in pastoral counseling. And I decided to pursue various aspects of pastoral ministry in both the areas of grandparenting and also in bereavement, having lost my wife and my son a few years ago in the same year. I'm excited about talking to older adults about grandparenting. I have two grandsons myself, and I find that it's a very important aspect of who we are in our Christian belief and our Catholic tradition of being able to pass on the wisdom of being grandparents to the younger generation, to the importance of being a grandparent and helping to lead young people to know who our families are and our relationship with the Lord.
Well, then talk a little bit more about that. What is the importance of grandparenting? A lot of people sort of feel like they can't be too intrusive in their grandchildren's lives. Is that a fallacy? And talk a little bit about the importance of the role of faith that plays.
Well, I think the role of faith in working or being with our grandchildren is being a good example. A good example of how we pray, how we value the time with the Lord and worshiping on Sunday. To be intrusive, we can do that in a number of ways. I'm intrusive in the life of my grandson by gently reminding him of my relationship with the Lord, of prayers at meals, of encouraging him to pray, to participate in our faith. Again, our society is so busy and so preoccupied with so many things in life that I believe in gently encouraging both my children, my daughter and son-in-law, and my grandson to value their relationship with the Lord. They believe in God's love, but I also believe that we also need to be nurtured by being with the community and praying together.
Deacon, how important is it for people of like minds to come together in an opportunity like this, an evening of reflection? I know that there's an upcoming event called the Catholic Grandparents Association. It's coming to the seminary, and it was started by a woman in Ireland, and they form these little groups and actually support one another. And I think it's important in community just with people to get together and talk about. Maybe they have some problems in their families, or maybe they need prayers. And sometimes you get isolated as you get older. You don't have the ability to interact in everybody's lives as you do when your kids are younger, like going to sporting events. How important is it for people of this grandparenting age to just to be a community and to share it with one another?
Well, I think it's extremely important because, as you said, sometimes as we get older, we become isolated. So to be with other people who have shared our challenges, our frustrations, but also our accomplishments and our opportunities to be witnesses as good grandparents is very important, because there's strength in numbers. There's strength in just being with other grandparents who may have faced the challenges of grandchildren who no longer practice the faith or see value to having a relationship with the Lord on a more daily or weekly basis. So I think it's of great value. And sometimes our feelings, we think, am I going crazy? Well, crazy is kind of normal in those aspects of our life when we have a tremendous loss. Sometimes we feel alone when we're trying to get our grandchildren and even our children to be more active in the faith. And we wonder, what did I do wrong? Did I not give the best example? Is there something more that I should have done? Well, you know, that's not, in my thinking, an important way of being able to think. We do the very best we can, and we just continue to offer good example, good encouragement for people to be involved and practice the faith.
I think that's very important, Deacon. I think we are always focusing on outcome rather than just acceptance and being the best we can.
The outcome is with the Lord.
Right.
So we have to step back sometimes and let the Holy Spirit take over. And I always say, let go and let God. And then we can find some peace. But don't give up. But possibly sometimes we have to do it in a more passive way than aggressive way. Because when we're too aggressive, we can turn people off. And they're driven away. And that's sad. So that's my thoughts.
Talk a little bit about the prayer life and spiritual life of a grandparent. This is a very special time in life where you have more time, and maybe you can focus more diligently on matters of spirituality. Talk a little bit about your spiritual life and the spiritual life of grandparents.
Well, as a parent, as a grandparent, and my prayer life as a deacon, you know, I function often at most Sundays at liturgy. I preach frequently. So I'm invited by those activities to go deeper in my faith and reflecting upon sacred scripture. And I always say to groups that I'm with that are older, that are grandparents, to embrace the sacred scripture, to place ourselves in the journey of life as a person who has some great wisdom and great insights into life, and to accept that God is moving them in a way that they can embrace, given their, you know, some of us have limitations. We have ambulatory issues, we have hearing issues, but not to let that deter us, in pursuing and letting God move us through the gift of the Spirit.
Very important. Now let's talk about the two upcoming events where you'll be speaking on these grandparent meetings. One is an evening of reflection, and one will also take place in the morning.
Both events that I'm going to be speaking at are, I'll be giving a reflection for about an hour or so at each one of them. We'll be having liturgy or a exposition at the one at Malvern. But the main focus is to look at the blessings and the challenges of being grandparents. What are the blessings of being a grandparent? And that's seeing your grandchildren grow and age and mature, to be able to share the values of your family, also to be able to share the challenges and the struggles of your own life, and that giving them a sense that you made it, you're all right, because you believe in the Lord and that the Lord was traveling with you in those challenges and opportunities of life. So I hope to be able to impart upon the folks that attend those sessions that they're okay. They're doing a good job when they're sharing their wisdom and their insights and their faith in the Lord.
Very important. Now let's talk about the two upcoming events where you'll be speaking on these grandparent meetings. One is an evening of reflection, and one will also take place in the morning. And that, again, is at Malvern, coming up on Monday night, July 24th. And then you'll be also speaking on July 26th, the Feast of St. Joachim and St. Anne, at St. Jude's in Chalfont, correct?
Right, and that's a morning.
That's a morning.
It begins with 9 o'clock Mass at the parish. I think they have the registration for that on their website at St. Jude's.
Right. Are walk-ins welcome, or should you register ahead?
I would think walk-ins are welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem with either of the places.
And as we close, Deacon, can you give us a blessing?
Yes, may the Lord be with you this day. Continue to bless you in your wisdom and your understanding, and may God always be your companion through the journey of life. Amen.
We've been speaking with Deacon David Schaefer. You can find him at St. John Newman Parish in Bryn Mawr. He'll also be speaking on the importance of grandparenting and the spirituality that that brings. He'll be giving an evening of reflection on Monday, July 24th at Malvern Retreat House. You can also find him on Wednesday morning, the Feast of St. Joachim and St. Anne, at St. Jude Parish in Chalfont. Well, Deacon, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Well, before closing, I wanted to leave you with this beautiful novena to St. Joachim and St. Anne. You can find this on the EWTN website, and you can recite it 9 days before, 9 days during, or 9 days after. Again, this is the novena to St. Joachim and St. Anne, as found on the EWTN website. O glorious St. Anne, you are filled with compassion for those who invoke you, and with love for those who suffer. Heavily burdened with the weight of my troubles, I cast myself at your feet and humbly beg of you to take the present intention which I recommend to you in your special care. Please recommend it to your daughter, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and place it before the throne of Jesus, so that he may bring it to a happy issue. Continue to intercede for me until my request is granted. But above all, obtain for me the grace one day to see my God face to face and with you and Mary and all the saints, to praise and bless him for all eternity. Amen. And conclude with, O Jesus, Holy Mary, St. Anne, help me now and at the hour of my death. Good St. Anne, intercede for me. The first day novena goes, Dear St. Anne, though I am but a prodigal child, I appeal to you and place myself under your great motherly care. Please listen to my prayers and grant my requests. See my contrite heart and show me your unfailing goodness. Deign to be my advocate and recommend me to God's infinite mercy. Obtain for me the forgiveness of my sins and the strength to begin a new life that will last forever. Blessed St. Anne, I also beg of you the grace to love, to serve, and to honor your daughter, the Most Holy Virgin Mary. Please recommend me to her and pray to her for me. She refuses none of your requests, but welcomes with loving kindness all those for whom you intercede. Good Jesus, be merciful to the faithful servants of your grandmother, St. Anne. From the depths of my heart, good St. Anne, I offer you my homage this day and ask you to shelter me under the mantle of your motherly care. You know, good mother, how much I love you, how gladly I serve you, how happy I am to praise you, how eager I am to call on you in time of distress. Good St. Anne, be pleased to extend your helping hand in all my wants. Listen to my prayers, for I place my trust in your gracious bounty. Make all my thoughts and desires worthy and righteous. Jesus, I thank you for all the graces which, in your infinite goodness, you have lavished upon St. Anne, for having chosen her among all women to be your grandmother on earth and exalted her in heaven with such great and miraculous powers. In the name of her merits, I humbly recommend myself to your infinite mercy. You can find the rest of that novena on the EWTN website. That's the Daily Prayer to St. Anne and the 9-Day Novena. And on behalf of Holy Spirit Radio, we'd like to wish all the grandparents in our listening audience a very happy and blessed upcoming feast day of St. Joachim and St. Anne. Thanks for listening.